I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andy Baskin does afternoons on The Fan in Cleveland, middays on 92.3, our great affiliate in Cleveland. And he's been on the bench a lot. We love him. He's a badass. And here we go again. It's very important that we get Baskin on the show as much as possible, as far as I'm concerned. Andy.
You're a good man.
How's it going, brother?
Sucks.
All right, so I have to tell you, I believe that. I had to tell you, my first reaction last night, I don't know if you heard me in Cleveland, because I know you're busy, but I said that, now this is just me saying it, because I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I don't know. I don't matter. But I said, like, what is the whole deal with Kevin Love? I'm like, what is it, Blame the White Guy Day? I don't understand how it turned into everything's his fault. For this team that's imploding, I don't think they've ever, the brothers have never liked Kevin Love. This is like an ongoing thing in Cleveland. Like, I don't think they've ever liked him from the jump. And here they are blaming him again. Now, I don't know the details of him walking off the court sick and then going home and then not coming the next day on Sunday. I don't know those details. But to me, that whole locker room screaming and yelling and fiery session we've been hearing about, I got to be honest with you, blaming him is hilarious to me, because I got to tell you, to me, he's like the only guy on that team besides LeBron, I guess, that does anything. I mean, he's the only guy that produces at all, basically.
You know, that's why he was named an all-star today. Like, blaming Kevin is like blaming the court. I mean, just stupid. He left with a migraine the other day that was checked out by one of the team officials. That's what Ty said today. So the fact that they were yelling at him is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. If they were going to air it out, they should air it out at J.R. Smith, who Cavs fans want to root for. But tonight, he played 29 minutes. You know how many points he had against the Spurs? None. He sucks. Playing horrible. Jay Crowder hasn't done anything since he's come to the Cavaliers. They're a mess. Ty Lue's putting horrible combinations on the floor. I don't know why they won't play Channing Frye. When the guy plays 11 or more minutes, they're 16-1, but yet he wants to force Tristan Thompson out on the floor. And when Tristan plays, they're 8-16. What is going on? They're a wreck. They're not coming up with the right combinations. The guys are pointing the finger at each other. What they should be is pointing the finger at themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, Andy Baskin, one of our favorites on The Fan in Cleveland, always on the bench with us. Love is normal productivity. 18.5 a game, 9.5 boards, a block is 23, 24 minutes a game. These are all normal numbers for him. It would appear to me this year he's same as always, shooting better than his career highs. Shooting better from downtown than his career high, 40% this year compared to 36 for career. Shooting better at the line this year than his career, 82, now 88% this season. His rebounds are down a little from career. His assists are down a little. His blocks are the same. His steals the same. I got to tell you, it's laughable to me that, you know, this is like the brothers. They can't stand him. And TV hosts that are brothers don't like him either. I got to tell you, if I'm him, I want out of there. I want out of that quagmire. That whole scene there is a bunch of backstabbing brothers that play together. Honestly, that can't stand him. The white boy that can fill it up. That's all there is to it.
Well, you missed one other thing. He's playing a different position this year. It's not even like he's playing the same spot he played last year. They're asking him to play center. And he's doing the best job that he can, and it's an all-star year. I'll tell you who I do think likes him is LeBron James, because when I watch his team play, the only guy that's trying to feed him the ball is LeBron. I thought it was a problem with Kyrie last year where Kyrie didn't feed him either. But, I mean, no, he's not being fed the ball. Jose Calderon feeds him the ball. I'll tell you that. There are some guys out there that will. But I think LeBron genuinely likes Kevin. I think when it's all said and done, in the next 10 days, I wouldn't be surprised if they strip this thing down as as much as they can, try to rebuild it here on the fly during the season, knowing that LeBron doesn't have to come back, and they stick with their core, and the core is Kevin. And Kevin is a part of that, and Kevin will be a part of it.
I got to tell you,
I'll be surprised.
Can I just point out one other thing? Tristan Thompson has disappeared in the NBA, and it's all because he started sleeping with that chick. Honestly, ever since he hooked up with that Kardashian chick, he is a wuss. I mean, he had one rebound tonight in 20 minutes. Do you remember when that guy used to be an absolute glass cleaner? And now he's just absolutely, you know what he's doing? He has become the proverbial pro athlete that's getting his paycheck that doesn't produce. He just gets paid. He gets paid tons of money, and he does nothing on the floor at all.
JR, too, again, don't forget that stat. When he plays, I mean, when they play Channing Frye, they played well and they were winning. And then all of a sudden, Tristan came back 8-16. 8-16. How can Tristan Thompson walk off the floor with one rebound in 19 minutes tonight? When you say a shell of yourself, go back and think to the first time the Cavs were in the NBA Finals against Golden State and Kyrie was hurt. And, you know, it was Dele, LeBron, and Tristan. And Tristan played his ass off in those NBA Finals. He's a shell of that guy right now.
So your boy, D-Rose, you and I have had this conversation before. I told you he's a bizarre dude, and he's a flake. And when he was with the Knicks, he walked off and disappeared and went on some – he went to see his mom or something in the middle of the season and didn't tell anyone and disappeared, went AWOL. And then they all welcomed him back with open arms, like, what a joke. And then this year, for you guys, he did the same thing. He just completely lost it and went he just becomes this bizarre freak who goes into his little shell and rubber room. I don't even know what the hell. He is finished. That guy, what a mistake they made bringing him in. He's a joke. I mean, I don't even think that, you know, he'd probably be able to play in my league because he's still got a little bit of speed and certainly skill. But in the NBA, he's worthless.
Yeah, as long as your shoes aren't getting messed up, your new Kyrie's walking into the dog stuff.
I do have those shoes. I love them. I have the 2s, 3s, and I don't have the 4s because I got the LeBron 15s, and I wear them. And I got to tell you, the LeBron 15s are clearly now, they've surpassed sex in terms of importance in my life. The shoes are now more important than my marriage, my kids, and my sex life. I love the LeBron 15s. Mafia, tell him how much I love my shoes. I wear them. I like them so much. Tell him, Mafia, I barely want to wear them.
He's obsessed.
When I take them off, I leave them out in the cold, fresh air like Cleveland has, that freezing winter air. I leave them outside for like 10 minutes, and I sit in my house with a shotgun so like squirrels or birds or felons or thieves don't come by and steal them.
Some crazy stuff. You talk about a foot fetish, man. That's what you got right there.
Listen, his shoes are the greatest shoes. Those 15s are the greatest shoes ever made by any person ever, by any shoe company. Not only are they badass, but they look badass. When I wear leggings with them, like black leggings over the black shoes, honestly, I think I could rob like prison or like vaults and banks all over the world. No one would even see me. I'm flying through the air. I'm like, honestly, I'm flying through the air.
The view right now.
I mean,
I'm the bench or is this the view? What are you doing to me?
I should be. I think Mafia. Don't you think I should be like a criminal, like in a superhero movie, like where I'm like the guy flying through the city from building to building, robbing like art galleries and bank vaults in my LeBron 15s?
Forget a criminal. Sounds like you should be a spokesman.
Those are the greatest. Honestly, those they have three platforms on the bottom of Mafia. You've seen them. The three platforms on the bottom of the shoe are the greatest things ever. They're like spaceships. I may start dunking again.
You're losing it, my man.
I am losing it. Let me ask you a question about the Browns really quick before I get fired.
Okay.
So what are they doing bringing in the guy that everyone hates? Just so you know, here's a news flash for you. Everyone hates Todd Haley. He's like bad karma.
Oh, man. I don't know if you know Andrew Filippone, who's at our affiliate in Pittsburgh, but we had him on the show today.
Of course.
Crushed him. Crushed him.
He's my man. He does my show all the time. He not only does the show, but he does the show when I'm like out on vacation. I love the Pony Express.
He's awesome. But, man, he killed him today. But you know what? Anything's better than Hugh Jackson calling plays right now. So, I mean, look, you're talking about the 0-16 team. You're talking about a team that's won one game in the last 2 years. And if you're going to bring him in here and he's successful, he's going to resurrect his career. If not, the Browns have a guy that if they go 0-4, 0-5 to start the season, he may get a shot at being the head coach of the Browns next year. If he wins, oh, my God. What is it? He's an offensive wizard genius that took an only 16 team to any length of wins and would become a hot commodity if somebody else.
Who are they going to draft, number one, Josh Rosen?
All I know is they better draft a quarterback. That's all there is to it. I don't know. Darnold seems like a better pick, right, the more we kind of dive into it. But I still think we're a long way off. Nobody seems to be clear-cut right now. So they need to draft a quarterback.
I think that's obvious.
Draft a quarterback.
That's obvious.
Yeah, but we got people here screaming Saquon Barkley at one, and I'm just like, are you guys crazy? We have a quarterback. We've had a quarterback since 99. Get me somebody. Brian Hoyer is your best quarterback. By the way, he'll be the Super Bowl MVP. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus. Who do you like in that game?
Oh, I like the Patriots. How can you not like the Patriots? Are you kidding?
Because we hate them.
So good on Sunday. Yeah, they're going to win. I mean, there's no way. There's no way. I mean, God, Brady looked so good last week in that fourth quarter. How can he's 40 years old. He's 40 years old.
You know when the Jags beat the Steelers? You know when the Jags beat the Steelers? I killed myself.
I thought I was worried about you.
Yeah, I killed myself. I died, and I somehow Mafia resuscitated me. Like Jesus, they moved the rock, and there I was, gone. Came back from the dead, and I'm doing the show again. When the Steelers and Penguins lose in championship-level games, like title games or Stanley Cup finals, I kill myself.
You'll be okay. You know, you need a visit to Lemieux Center. Have you been in there?
No, but I want to go. Mafia told me that when he buries me, he's going to bury me in my LeBron 15s.
Outside the Lemieux Center. That's where he should do it.
Yeah, and Mario Lemieux is my favorite athlete of all time, but he never wore cool basketball shoes ever. He wore, like, Skechers.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
You lose me on that.
Listen, at least the Indians are the best team in baseball, except for the Astros.
We'll see what happens there, too. I mean, look, they've got the pitching. We know they're good. I don't know their best team in baseball. They've lost a couple hitters. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I'd love for them to get Machado, but we'll see.
Yeah, good luck with that.
They've got to do something.
I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. I heard that they actually had a shot at him.
Well, they were talking about giving up Salazar and Clevinger. I mean, would you give up two starters for him in a one-year deal? You've got Lindor, who's a stud. I mean, could you imagine Manny Machado playing third base for the – no one's going to get a ball through that side of the infield. I mean, do you know how good Ramirez, Lindor, and Machado play in the infield? Oh, come on.
That would be great. What about your boy infield. Stipe winning another fight? He's the world champ.
He's awesome. I mean, three times out. But he needs some marketing, doesn't he? Someone's got to step up and make him the superhero that he is. He deserves a statue in Cleveland. He does. He deserves a statue. But for some reason, the only thing he can do is he can get these – he's got, like, these he's doing commercials for, like, basement systems or something like that here in Cleveland. I mean, why is this guy not a superhero across the country?
Is LeBron going to leave in the offseason? Is he going to leave and go to L.A. or somewhere?
You know, if you would have asked me before this week, I would have said no. I didn't think he was leaving. But I don't know why you would want to stick around for this if I were him. I don't. I wouldn't want to stick around. Go find something else. But, you know, LeBron's part of the problem, too. He doesn't hustle all the time. So I still think LeBron – I mean, my heart's telling me that he's still going to stay, and all the L.A. stuff is kind of garbage. And, you know, it's guys writing stories for clicks and people thinking that they know more than they probably do. LeBron's been really mellow through this thing. I mean, there have been times in the past when LeBron would be blaming everybody and say, get me help, what's the front office doing, people would be freaking out, blah, blah, blah. He's not. He keeps saying that our best basketball is ahead of us. We're going to do this.
Right.
We're going to be better. So he's been different in this stretch where they normally suck in January.
I think his do is creepy, and I think he needs to get rid of that Abe Lincoln beard. This is me just saying that, though. No one else. Andy Baskin, always great having you on the bench, brother. Thanks.
Love it. Anytime you need anything, my friend.
There he is, Andy Baskin from The Fan in Cleveland.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.